the kiss of fire.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Do you know what my mom wanted to name me?
What's that?
Gunner.
Gunner?
Gunner.
You'd be way more interesting as a gunner.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd be so much cooler.
Yeah, I mean, like you have a really common first name and a really common last name.
Right.
Gunner would have gotten you
don't
somewhere.
Don't you think that the broads would be like, ooh, are you going to homecoming with Gunner?
Yeah.
My whole life would have been different. Yeah. Nobody wants to fuck a Mike.
Yeah, there's like 40 fucking Mikes.
I know.
That's fucking safe bet.
There's like 10 Mikes that each person in the chat probably know at least 10 Mikes. But how many fucking Gunners do you know?
I don't know a single one.
You don't know any?
Nope.
I'd be the only Gunner. I wouldn't even have to use my last name. I'd be like, hey, babe, I'm Gunner. Is everyone? It's Monday. It's time for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program with me, Mike, and my co-host Napier.
Spooky ghost.
This is our Halloween episode,
which means more dicks.
That's not at all what it means, Napier. It means that it's going to be spooky.
Spooky like dicks.
A lot of people, I listened to several podcasts in the last 24 hours or so, and they did the same thing. And like when the Furnacast did it, they slowed down their intro music a little bit. So like it sounded spooky because it was their Halloween episode.
Yeah.
You know, like they did like the spooky, because like if you slow it down, it sounds kind of scary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I listened to the Sweet Feathery Jesus today, and they did the same thing, where they slowed down their music and made it spooky.
Yeah.
And so, like, when the Furnacast did it, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. We should do that. We should slow down our music and make it spooky. And then when fucking Sweet Feathery Jesus did it, well, it's set.
Yeah.
We're doing it. But I'm not just in the business of copying other podcasts. No, no. I one up them. I fucking take it to the house. I fucking take okay ideas and I make them great.
So what did you do?
That is why I have taken our theme song that Andrew Ferris lovingly crafted for us, and I slowed it down to 17 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be the scariest fucking theme song ever. So let's get... I don't know if we're going to play the whole thing. We might have to check back on it periodically. But oh yeah, 17 minutes, Napier.
Should we just have it on in the background? We'll just talk over it.
Now when you take a 40-second song and you make it 17 minutes, you lose some of the beat, you know, and it just kind of becomes like, it kind of sounds like fucking
like a dull roar.
It sounds like that beast that was on the roof in Ghostbusters, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, if we really wanted to make this scary, we would have just had a black guy do our intro. Because black people scare me.
Are you scared? We're a minute in. Have you heard the we yet? Maybe this is just like the guitar part before. It's coming though, I imagine. I mean, it's got to be, right? What part do you think this is? Should we come back to it?
I'm pretty sure this is within the first note.
Okay, we'll check back. I'll just take. We'll check back. We're not gonna. We can't just focus on this the whole time, or we'll just lose everything.
Yeah, let's focus on the door.
Drunk. Are you gonna do the Wolverine voice for Halloween to scare people?
Sure.
What do you got there?
Notes.
Drunk brought notes, Napier.
I'm scared. I think it's his review of the new Ender's Game movie.
Did you take notes for the Hollywood Fantasy League?
I did.
Oh, Drunk's coming prepared. Drunk's wanting to win this time.
I'm tired of losing this shit. I had the sweetest lineup last go around, and I got jobbed by World War Z.
Do you want to do your thing where you do the, you know? This is our theme song, by the way. We're in the middle of the theme song.
Yeah.
We're 2 minutes and 16 seconds in. It's going to be good. We're scaring people.
Sweet.
Do you think Andrew's going to be pissed off we're talking over his theme song, like, the entire fucking show?
He's going to say, fuck these guys. They're talking over my art.
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Okay, so we'll take that off for a little bit. I mean, it's getting out of control. I mean, it's too exciting. It's too goddamn exciting.
I still want to do the zombie porno.
The zombie porno?
Yeah, I want to do...
Explain that to me.
I want to have somebody...
Because I only half pay attention when you talk.
I want to have somebody make zombie noises, like zombie fuck noises. They're going... And we're just going to be making squishy noises in the background, like squish, squish, squish. Squish, fart, fart, mayonnaise jar fart. Just making fart sounds and squish noises while somebody makes zombie grunting noises.
So somebody in the chat room says we curse too much. I mean, is that the first...
Oh, hey, Footer in the chat.
Is that the first time you've listened to us, guy? I mean, that's
I haven't said fuck this entire episode.
Should we check in?
Yeah, let's check in.
Yeah. I think this is... We're to the chorus now.
How can you tell?
I can just... I mean, I've heard this song so many... It's like the back of my hand at this point. I mean, you know... Do the math. I mean, if it's a 40-second song and I made it 17 minutes and we're at the 4-minute mark, that's what? 4, 8, 12... It's like a fourth of the way done. So this would be like 10 seconds in, right? I just did math. Did you hear that? That was awesome.
I wasn't paying attention.
Do you want to get our Halloween-themed Ask Dr. Napier questions out of the way?
Sure.
Since we are bringing back the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League tonight, we will have our draft at some point.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be fucking thrilling.
Amazing. Does that mean the Dan Fernicase will be calling in?
Do not believe so. It's probably just going to be us this time. Unless somebody else wants to be in it.
We can have rando chat room person.
Rando chat room person. So you do know what this means, right? This is your... Hold on. I have special Halloween zombie music for when you do it. Are you ready?
Yep.
We're going to time this great because we're fucking professionals.
Okay.
Are you ready?
And we planned it.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Dickblood.
Do it slower so that it's spooky.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Dickblood.
Should I do it in, like, my scary Halloween voice?
Mm-hmm. That seems like a ton of questions.
There is a lot of Halloween-themed Ask Dr. Napier question. That's why I thought we should get to it early.
Yes.
First question from Rob Pastoria. Who exactly gets enjoyment out of fun-size candy bars?
I do.
Little children.
I get enjoyment out of fucking full bags of fun-size candy bars. Oh, man.
Oh, fat women who are trying to lose weight, they're like, no, I'll just eat the fun size. I'll just eat the fun size again. I'll just eat the fun size again. Oh, hold on, let me eat the fun size again. Hold on, wait a minute, has it been 10 seconds? I'll eat another fun size!
Do you get value, like buying a big bag of fun size? Or is it better to buy a whole bunch of normal size candy bars?
Well, there's more work involved, because you gotta keep unwrapping them.
I enjoy the fun size Kit Kat.
Yeah, the little twosy Kit Kats.
The little twosy Kit Kat.
Yeah. The little twosy gang?
Yeah, little two fingers of Kit Kat.
Little fella?
Yeah.
All right, this one is very long-winded, so stick with me.
Oh, I think, man.
I think the music will probably run out before I'm even close to done with this.
Do you think, like, we could have
No, this question
okay.
is very important.
Oh, okay.
But it's where are we in the... Hold on. Is it still going? Did it stop?
No, it's still kind of going.
7 minutes in.
Why are you so sexy and shirtless tonight?
You like that? I just didn't feel like putting a shirt on. I got the ceiling fan going. We're rocking and rolling.
All right.
All right, this question is from Dan Fernicase. I seem to have developed some severe candy corns hanging directly beneath my O. Henry. I tried rubbing them with whatchamacallit, but it just made it worse. It has gotten so bad, my wife won't even give me the Hershey's Kiss on my dots anymore. Do you see what he's doing here?
Yeah, I see what he's doing here.
And I've got to say, I really miss the almond joy I used to get from her mounds, as well as her Bit-O-Honey. I went to my physician, Mr. Goodbar, but it's going to cost $100,000. Can you please help me before I get the double bubbles?
What you have, sir, is a severe... and probably many year-long case of the syphilis. What I'm going to suggest that you do is you go to your doctor. He's going to heat up a paper clip with a blowtorch, and he's going to jam that little bastard into your pee hole and get rid of your syphilis.
Is it a very unflattering photograph that you just took of me drunk?
Quite possibly.
Do I look pretty? I
don't look pretty. Oh, you always look pretty. That's without a doubt.
From the Rabbit Poundings, what costumes do you recommend to scare the ever-loving shit out of kids who come to my door for candy?
Well, in her neighborhood, cops. You weren't paying attention.
I was. You said cops. Cops. Because if they open the door, okay.
Yeah.
She live in a rough hood.
Kinda.
So the cops will be like, hey... You kids, you have a mustache. You're too old to be trick or treating.
And they'll be sad and cry. Oh, you took my daddy away. See, scare the shit out of them.
From Tammy Smart, can I give out extremely gross but expensive individually wrapped buttercream frosted sugar cookies to the kiddies?
No,
highly frowned upon.
Yeah, the parents won't. They're just going to throw them away.
Now, she said individually the wrap. Does that mean she, like, made them?
Yeah, she made them and wrapped
and
them.
And then wrapped them? No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. Their kids are just going to, they're going to get thrown away.
No, this isn't the fun days anymore where you used to be able to poison kids and get away with it. There's all kinds of shit where they'll find you.
Yeah. I would suggest not doing that because they're just going to get thrown away.
Also from Tammy Smart. I'm a nurse. Should I go to work dressed as a slutty nurse on Halloween?
Yes.
Even though costumes aren't really allowed?
Yes. See-through.
Don't you think that nurses, like, really are annoyed by the sexy nurse thing? They just assume, like, if you go there and you see a nurse, you just assume she's gonna blow you because that's just what you've grown up seeing. That every nurse ever just blows you.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Like, oh, I'm going to change your IV. Go, go, go. You know what I mean? That's how it happens.
Or she could dress up like a doctor and be like, see, this is what I would have looked like if I hadn't settled.
From at Uniformed Texan on Twitter, if I were to drug the three of you and create my own human centipede, what order would you go in? Wouldn't that be, like, depending on, like, which one of us he liked the best? I mean, because...
I think so.
We're going to be fucking conked out. We're not going to be able to make any decisions.
I would highly prefer not to be in the middle or at the end.
I'll be middle banana. I'll be lucky Pierre.
You're probably going to be at the end,
right? That sucks. Fuck that.
Don't worry, dude. At least you won't have nobody scooched up to
no,
your table.
No, if I'm at and Napier's at the beginning, I'm not having my tongue to his asshole fucking like that.
So what I just got from that...
Yeah.
I mean, this could just be me. What I just got from that is Drunk saying he would much rather eat shit from my asshole than yours.
Did you smell Napier
That's
2 weeks ago?
Said,
oh, my God.
I did
it's true.
Out, I did smoke
it
out
is
your
true.
House.
He's, you remember said. 2 weeks ago, right? It was fucking disgusting.
I smoked out your house. I made this house smell like me. Well, not me, but... But my
still
anus.
6 minutes left on the song.
It's like a white noise generator. It's fucking making me sick to my stomach. It's like I'm in a fucked up car
it's
ride.
Like a, it's like an ultrasound.
Yeah.
From our number one fan, Starry Spice on the Twitters. Would you fuck pumpkin cuts sans seeds? Does that make sense to you? I read it like 6 times, and I don't understand what the hell.
Say it again.
Would you fuck pumpkin cuts sans seeds?
She's asking me if I would fuck a pumpkin with a hole in it if I took the seeds out.
Oh, like you cut a eye hole for the jack o' lantern and then fuck it?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
Pumpkin yeah. guts.
That's actually how I that's how I make all of my jack o' lanterns.
She's in the goddamn. Chat room saying she said guts, but somebody needs to go back on Twitter and check because she said cuts.
So have you already lost your pumpkin virginity, I guess? Seems like it with that answer.
Many times.
Yeah.
I actually fuck dick holes in all my pumpkins. Then I plant them outside, put a little candle in them, let all the little kids see my horrible leavings.
Those slimy piles of pumpkin guts, you could probably fuck those.
It'd oh, easily. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the seeds.
Probably want to microwave it a little bit, but...
Little grit never hurt nobody.
Right.
Right.
Here's my plan for this year. I'm just going to buy a pumpkin, take the guts out of it, leave the guts on my front porch, put a little candle on top of the guts with a little note in the background that just says, fuck you, kids.
Also from Starry Spice, how does zombie sex work?
It doesn't.
It's a lot of fingers. It's not a lot of boners. Because the boners don't work, but the fingers still work.
Do the boners not work?
The boners don't work,
Why
dude.
Why not?
There's nothing to get them bonered.
You know, they made a Walking Dead parody porn that I stole off the internet.
Yeah.
And it's fucking gross. Because, I mean, it's probably hot chicks, but, like, they're wearing zombie makeup and, like, they're like, the whole time. And, I mean, like, that's fucking gross, right?
Yeah, and if like, a zombie chick was getting, like, blasted in her vag, like, when the dude pulled out of her, he probably would take her uterus with him. Like, it would just all come out.
Because they're all rotty and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everything would detach and fall out of her, but at least she wouldn't get pregnant.
So this is humans fucking zombies or zombies fucking zombies?
It was humans fucking zombies. I think that, like, there were humans that fucked each other and then killed zombies, but there was some zombie fucking in it, which made me uneasy. I like the zombie shows as much as the next guy.
Yeah.
It's fun. Great. But I don't want to watch anybody fuck a zombie. That's just silly.
So,
unless it was a joke. Unless it was funny.
So, oh, what if you knocked out the broad's teeth and have her, like, nom-nom on your dick? You're like, blah, 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 just trying to eat your penis, but, you know, it's not working.
If human goes down on zombie, do they turn into zombie?
Well, that's actually the next question. If you fuck a zombie, will his jizz make you a zombie?
If a lady gets fucked by a zombie, yes. If a dude fucks a zombie chick, potentially no.
Now, when you pull out and you blow your load on somebody, I mean, like, that's not gonna get anything, right? I mean, it's like when all those
people are
out there and they're whacking the zombies with their machetes and stuff, they're getting zombie blood on them and stuff, but they don't turn into a zombies just because of that.
No, you got to get it on a cut. Or you got to get it in your eyes or something. It depends on what kind of zombie they are.
But, I mean, they don't even seem to really be all that, ew, this is icky, get it off me. I mean, they're just kind of like, walking around in it, just like it's cool.
Some series they do.
Is it just bites?
Scratches,
too.
Scratches, yeah.
Oh, like if they scratch you with their claws or something?
Yeah.
But like just getting like zombie jizz on you is probably not going to be that big of a deal.
Getting it on your clothes? No, but if it gets on like a cut or something. Or if you like...
It's like AIDS.
Yeah, it's like AIDS.
Like if they spit in your mouth, you're a zombie.
Like
really?
If a zombie puts his hand up a
so if you're into
vag,
like that weird stuff where like people spit in your mouth and stuff,
yeah.
Like if it was like a zombie, a snowball, a zombie snowball,
mm-hmm.
That would be bad.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Or if the zombie like put his hand up a lady's vagina and then broke his fingers off inside of her and then started kicking her in her vag, yeah, you'd probably get the zombie.
Footer in the chat, you can tear an arm off and let the arm jerk off a friend. That's actually great.
Actually, you could take the arm and then dig the bone out of the meat and then fuck the meat hole.
Do you think, like, if you held, like, a zombie wrist...
Yeah?
And you just, like, jacked your dick off with the zombie hand, that would get you any better feeling than just, like, jacking off yourself? I mean, you're still pretty much doing everything, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't
maybe,
see...
Maybe you could trick yourself? I don't know.
Maybe you could, like, dig the bones out and fuck the meat. Fuck the meat, Mike. Mike, fuck the meat!
All right, from Ben, not Halloween-related, but we're not going to turn it down.
Okay.
Is this from the pod cheese?
No, this is from Ben from the Uniformed Opinions on the radio Foo Bars. Who was your hottest 90s grunge crush? I'll tell you what, that broad from Garbage.
Yeah.
She always sneakily showed you her panties in her music videos. That worked for me. Little Irish bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She knew what she was doing. Stupid girl indeed. But this isn't about me, it's about you.
What was that band that did that song Brickish or something like that?
Kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah, those Kitty. Broads were pretty good.
Yeah, I would have fucked the broads from Kitty.
And Chris Cornell. He's pretty dreamy, too.
Yeah, right in
Chris
his
Cornell.
Delicious-looking lips.
You take the grunge equation out of it, just say 90s, the Pink Ranger. Boom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, she was hot.
Power Rangers were kind of racist, weren't they?
No, they put a black.
No,
one
they had
in there,
a black
an
guy
Asian.
And an Asian.
Come yeah, but on. Like the Black Ranger was black.
So? Yeah,
and the Asian Ranger was yellow.
So,
and yeah,
and the White guy, Ranger was white. Oh, go figure.
And the Red Ranger, he was white, but he was also gay. He did a lot of gay porno after that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he
that's
did.
A myth.
No, he did a lot
you
of.
You have
gay
to
porno.
Say allegedly, or the Power Ranger
Which
people
one?
Are going to come after us.
Why allegedly? I watched him do it. I mean,
who are you talking about?
The Red Ranger. He got dick in him. Dude, this isn't allegedly. I watched him take a dick. I mean, I can't say allegedly and be good with Jesus. I have to be true. True to myself and to the audience.
Oh, and last question from this incredibly long, drawn-out segment from Anchor Babcock. If a zombie outbreak were to occur, which one of you would be most likely to survive? My money would be on Mike.
My money.
Boo.
Well, my money is Mike goes first.
Yeah.
And Napier probably lasts the longest because he has the most guns.
Now, Napier yeah. has a lot of guns, and you were a Weeblo.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
Weeblo drunk knows how to tie knots and shit. So he'll set traps.
And I know how to survive in the wilderness.
And I have no survival skills whatsoever.
I will say this. You probably have the most cardio of the three, which is crucial.
You take out the zombies, and you just make it hard for me to go get food at a grocery store or something. I'm still going to die. The question in a zombie apocalypse isn't how long will I last, because it's not very long. The question in a zombie apocalypse is, which is my ultimate demise? Is it going to be my lack of survival skills or my sense of humor? Like, am I going to try to get too funny with a zombie and, like, it's going to end up biting me, like, when I'm trying to be, you know,
No, you're probably going to smart off to the big dude who's running the camp.
He's going to shoot me in the
face. They're just going to shoot you in the leg and leave you out in the woods.
So which do you think happens first? Because, I mean, I'm a pussy. Huge pussy.
I think,
no skills whatsoever in anything.
But you are a smartass.
Yeah.
So you are a smartass.
Which kills me first is the question.
I think you last a week, you piss off the dude who's running the camp, and then they shoot you in the leg and leave you in the woods.
You think the same thing, drunk?
Either way, you're going first.
Yeah.
Will you take me with you, since you're a weeblo?
Sure.
I have no intentions of running anywhere. It'll just be me, and I'll probably be dead in my house. But there'll be a pile, an absolute godforsaken pile, of dead bodies and spent casings all around everything.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, you think we could still do the podcast?
I don't see why not. I mean, there's going to be internet.
Electricity only lasts so long, though.
No, the internet's forever.
No, I get that, but who's going to run the fucking big-ass power grids?
Who cares? We'll carve it into Mike's wall with a key. It'll be there forever. Unfortunately, Mike can't.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Did the song finish?
Probably.
We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you, guys.
We should just get on with it. I got games to watch. I don't need a 5 minute break. Do you need a 5 minute break?
I need a five-minute break.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Do you guys have a parakeet?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com. There are 5 veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number 1, number 2, and number 4. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
And it's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
Red cups and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight, alright?
So la da 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 dee, we like to party, dancing with my bee.
Doing whatever we want. This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop, and we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it? We bout that life. We can't stop, and we won't stop. We run things. Things don't run we. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah? Yeah. Oh! Oh, oh, oh. To my homegirls here with the big butt, shaking it like we at the strip club. Remember, only God can judge ya. Forget the haters, cause nobody loves ya. And everybody in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. We all tuned up here, getting tuned up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So la-da-da-da-dee, we like to party.
Dancing with Miley. Doing whatever we want. This is our house. This is our rules. We can't stop. And we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. Run things, things don't run we. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah. Yeah. It's our party. We can do what we want to. It's our house. We can love who we want to. It's our song and we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth. I'll say what I want to. Yeah. 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 Blah. And we can't stop. And we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who bout that life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. We run things and things don't run we. We don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah. 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 Oh.
You motherfuckers want to start quoting Corgan facts. I got Corgan facts for days. I'm the goddamn Wikipedia of random Corgan facts.
You are the one who is the ball there.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the program, 309-740-1430. And they're having a discussion in the chat room about Billy Corgan's weird blotchy skin. I will have you know that his first band before the Smashing Pumpkins was called The Marked. And part of the reason it was called The Marked was because of his weird skin thing.
Oh, he's got dick bruises all over his body?
Not like all over his body. The Marked was the name of the band. They actually were pretty good. Early 80s stuff, so it kind of has like an 80s vibe to it, but yeah.
Does it look like he's got a bunch of like circumcision scars all over
late his... Late 80s, actually. No, no.
He looks. I bet he looks nasty.
Well, I mean, he's not a great-looking fella.
No, he's batshit crazy, too.
He's very, very strange-looking.
You know what we should do? More Miley Cyrus songs.
You think?
Yeah.
Just become the guys who do Miley Cyrus songs every week?
Yeah.
That could be, like, our thing.
Think we'll ever run out of good ones?
So
this is
and then after we're done with the Miley, I could do Adele in Wolverine voice.
Oh, that'd be so fucking hot. You know what we should do? We should do Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks boy band. We'll just do One Direction covers.
So there was a groom over the weekend who was jailed for calling in a bomb threat to the venue that his wedding was supposed to be at because he forgot to book the venue.
Yeah.
So he instead of telling his wife, you know, hey, I fucked up, you know, things
are
bad.
His fiancée, because they weren't married yet.
That I apologize. You're correct, drunk. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
He called.
I think that's the first time you've ever said
hoax.
That in your life, by the way.
He said.
Will you say I was wrong? I don't think you've ever said that before either.
I've been wrong before.
But have you said it?
Well, he says wrong things all the time. He just doesn't admit to it.
I admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I just did, actually. Didn't I just admit that that drunk was right and I was wrong?
There we go. Drunk was right and you were wrong.
He's fucking with you. He just gave you a 1-star review on iTunes. Bam!
By the way, very funny. to the two people in the last week or so that have gone in and given us one-star iTunes reviews. That's hilarious that we made that joke about how it would upset me, and you went ahead and went and did it. That's great. I appreciate you guys paying attention and going out and doing what fucking Napier tells you to do.
Well, Napier left out the best part. Everybody who's ever given us one-star reviews on iTunes has gotten horrible diabetes.
And they get a free WFODix t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
No,
along with their
that's
diabetes.
Not a thing at all. If you give us a one-star iTunes review, you can go fuck yourself.
Well, the first
I'm not
guy...
giving you anything for free.
Well, the
fuck you.
Well,
in fact, I'm going to charge you extra for a WFODix t-shirt.
How do you know who they were?
I don't, because they didn't leave a review. They just left the one star and then walked away like little bitches. Show yourself. Tell me who you are so that I can fucking tell you a thing or two.
It was me.
Was it?
No.
It was both of us. No, we didn't. I'm not going to rate you on iTunes.
He doesn't even know what the internet is, so.
Maybe what they meant was that this show only has one star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's what they meant?
Exactly.
Yeah, except for it was me.
I mean, there's three people here.
Yeah.
No, there's only one star.
I think there are just three warm bodies that talk into microphones.
And his name is Paul, and he is no longer here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, whoever you are, fuck you. Don't listen to me.
I'm going to one-star your show that you probably don't have, dick.
That's not true. Anyone who listens to any podcast or rates podcasts on iTunes
has their own.
Are podcasters.
Yeah.
All of them.
Every single one of them.
Now, Starry Spice, she rated us. She doesn't have a thing.
No, they have one now.
Oh.
Yeah. They either that or they're just, you know, waiting to start their own.
Yeah,
it all happens.
Yeah, they got to get a name for themselves by, you know, trying to punch the giant.
They could
right
be the,
here.
They could be the wheelbarrow full of vaginas.
Ew. That's just gross.
Like a whole bunch of broads.
Yeah.
Doing the same show, only from a female perspective. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Do the wheelbarrow full of vaginas on Tuesdays,
yeah.
And they just take our show rundown and correct what we said wrong.
So this is what happened on the wheelbarrow full of dicks yesterday. Stupid men.
Mike was wrong about this. What an asshole.
See, brainstorming again 2 weeks in a row.
I had a great idea for a children's book. It's a week late. We talked about the children's book last week.
Genius idea.
Are you ready for this? Check this out.
Yeah.
It's a fly,
mm-hmm.
Right? It's a fly. But he's like, why do I have to fly? Just because my name is Fly, I want to walk, or I want to ride my bike. I don't just want to fly because, you know, they say I'm a fly, and that's what flies do is fly. I want to do other things, and it'll be all the other things the fly wants to do. Those fucking children's books don't have a lot to them, man. It'll be like, I want to ride a bike. And then there's a page with him riding a bike. It'll be like, I want to drive a car. And it's the fly driving the fucking car. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of asshole. That's a great idea.
I'll tell you what. You write the book. Me and Napier will review it. And probably give you one star.
Can I write a book? I want to do Grandpa Wilbur's Naked Basement.
Does that sound hipster? Does it sound like a hipster fly?
Yeah. He was doing shit before it was cool. Can you even draw donkeys?
I'm going to have to learn, because I already committed to this whole thing.
Yeah, well, don't just make us all look like Eeyore. That's drunk.
This is how
you're going to post a link to it on Twitter and whatnot.
This is how we're going to monetize shit. We're going to start selling children's books.
So then I'm going to start getting my cut?
No.
No?
No. Oh, you get cuts from the audiobook because you're going to read it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe we can put up some Amazon links on our website.
Yeah, they're talking in the chat room about how you're eating drunk. You're being very unprofessional right now. You're goddamn eating into the microphone.
I'm starving.
Some kind
and it's
of
delicious.
Fucking savage monster person.
Okay, drunk, here's your shot to monetize the show.
Mm-hmm. We have a chat room full of people and fucking drunks chewing in their ears.
I need you
like
to...
Like an asshole.
I need you to review the pizza that you're eating.
It's decent. I mean, it is what it is. It's Little Caesars, I mean.
I'm
going to
go in
gonna
and
make
give us
money
a goddamn one-star iTunes review. Drunks eating pizza on microphone and reviewing it? We played a 17-minute song? What is this shit?
All right, it's time to get down on the nitty-gritty here.
All right. So, a long time ago, a friend of mine created...
Me and my brother Kyle here.
The Hollywood Fantasy League, which was basically you draft movies like fantasy sports. It is their Metacritic score multiplied by their first 2 weeks box office, and whoever drafts the best performing movies wins. Now, we have done this twice, and both times we have done it, I have won handedly.
You did win the last one?
Won both times we've done this by a ridiculous margin.
So how does the scoring go again?
The scoring goes, you take your first 2 weeks box office,
mm-hmm.
which would be the opening weekend, 1 week, and then the second weekend, and then it's scored on Monday.
Okay.
Multiplied by the Metacritic score at the time I take the box off.
So, for example, let's just say, for nice round number's sake, you get 100 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Right.
And it makes $2 million.
You get 2 points.
Not 200.
No.
No, you get 2 points.
2 points. If it makes 100 million and you get 100 on Metacritic, you get 100 points.
Okay.
Do you got it?
I got it.
Okay, so how should we determine the draft order this time around?
Who lost real bad last time?
You did.
Okay, so then I'll go first.
Napier, you lost horribly.
Napier goes one.
Okay, so Napier goes one, you go two, I go three?
Yep, looks like
And then we snake around.
Yep.
All right. Napier, what do you want your first pick to be?
Ooh. There's some really good ones on here. I'm going to have to go Thor 2.
Napier is going with Thor 2 as his first pick.
I believe I will take The Hunger Games 2.
Drunk is going with The Hunger Games 2. And I will go with... Well, I get the next two, don't I?
Yes, sir.
I think that's why you win all the time.
What do you mean? That's how snake drafts work.
Yeah, but
you want me to have the third pick all three rounds?
That's how they do it in the NHL.
No, it's not.
In the
if
NHL,
you get the first, you get the
in
first
the actual NHL.
Pick,
that's how they do it. Same way with the NFL. Same way with the Major League Baseball.
They continue. So I would get the third pick in all three rounds.
Yes.
That's bullshit. That's not fair. Fuck you guys.
Well, you essentially get
Napier. Do you want to do it a different way? Do you want me to pick first?
No.
No.
This is how you want to do it?
No.
Just go. I already picked.
No, I'll pick whichever way you guys want. You want me to have the middle pick?
Just pick, dude.
Okay. I want The Hobbit 2.
Okay.
And I want Ender's Game.
Yeah, he won. Unless Ender's Game really sucked, which that could suck.
Okay. So now it is Drunk's turn, because Drunk was the middle pick.
I think that I'm going to go with The Wolf of Wall Street.
Thor 2, more Thor. Thor 2, ain't hardly Thorin. Thor 3, the Thorigans. Thor 2, who you calling a Thor? Thor 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I know this is probably going to suck.
Drunk, what did you take?
I took The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, the Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
I tried watching the trailer of that last night and it wouldn't work.
With Leo.
Yeah.
It's funny because I actually cannot find Ender's Game on my list, and I know it's coming out.
It should be the first one on there.
Napier, this is crucial.
This Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
You're taking yourself out of the basement.
No, that
you,
thing
you
is...
You get to choose another one.
Okay, you get to take two here. So you got Anchorman 2.
Are you writing this down?
No, I'll do it when I listen to the podcast.
Oh. You know, after the first, like, five or six, they really just go to shit. I'll do The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
That's probably a good pick.
I think that's going to be a bad pick.
That's probably...
It comes out on Christmas Day. It's Ben Stiller. That could do good, right?
It's got Ben Stiller attached to it. I'm going to go no.
Okay. Do you still want it, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Drunk, your final pick.
See, I got some thoughts here, but...
Okay, no, let's hear your thoughts. There's a couple of animated movies.
The last one that we did, the kids' movies, fucking murdered it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Frozen is on the list.
Right, Frozen. Free Birds also.
Yeah, I didn't think too much.
But Frozen is a Disney movie, too, so I mean, that's...
Right.
Yeah, but the last few Disney movies have kind of sucked.
See, this Inside Llewyn Davis is supposed to have a high Metacritic score, but I don't think it's going to make any money.
And it's a Coen Brothers movie.
So
if you don't take it, I'm going to take it just for, you know.
Just because of the high Metacritic score?
No, because I like the Coen brothers.
That and this Her movie is supposed to get a high Metacritic score, too.
Oh, yeah? That isn't even on my list.
And I don't know how much money that's going to make. That's another Christmas Day movie, I believe.
American Hustle, did you see that? That had a...
I did see the...
Kind of looked like a...
It's one of those movies that has everybody in it.
It'll kind of look Boogie Nights-ish.
Which probably means it won't do dick.
Right.
So, with that being said, I think I'm going to go with the kids' movie and hit up Frozen.
Drunk takes Frozen, the children's movie. I will take Inside Llewyn Davis as my final pick.
Inside what?
It's the new Coen Brothers movie.
So I don't even know what this is.
So, I took Catching Fire.
You spelled Catching, C-A-T-C-H-I-G-N. That's awesome. So there's another winner for Mike.
Winner for Mike.
So, I mean, you guys can just go ahead and start thinking now about, you know, how we should do the draft next time to where, you know, I won't still win.
I vote... Regular draft.
Well, I could always, like, start watching movies, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
When you go to like, a bartender and you order...
I mean, since we got a lot of movies here, we could probably do another...
No, movie. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, that's just crazy talk. When you go to the bartender and you order a beverage, and, like, you're going to tip them...
Yeah.
Do you make
him or
sure...
Her. I don't go to him. I always go to her.
Do you always make sure that they see you put the tip in their jar or, like, slide the tip onto the bar? Like,
hand them their tip. I don't put it in a jar. I hand them their...
Well, they have, like, if they have a jar out. I always, like, kind of stagger, like, when I take the dollar out of my wallet and when I actually put it in to where, like, they just happen to see me put the dollar in their jar. What does that mean about me?
I don't know. I'm usually run the tab guy, and I'll tip you at the end.
Like if I donate like to a charity or something, I usually make sure I tell people that I donated to it. I don't just like send $10 to somebody for this or that.
Because you're a look at me guy.
Oh, I never donate to charities. I don't give money to anybody who can't shake my hand personally and thank me for it.
But do you think that's a big reason why people do things like that, is so that people know they did it? more so than actually feeling charitable, or is that just me?
Well, the reason that you tip your bartender so they don't water down your fucking drinks, or, you know, they give you a little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really tipping them for the service of handing you a shot glass full of whiskey.
But I think that people, well, at least me, I think that I want them to be appreciative that I'm being appreciative. Does that make sense? I think that if nobody gave a shit that I tipped them, I probably wouldn't. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I think it's because you love yourself some you.
And you want them to love you as well, so you pay them to love you.
That's what it is?
Well, I do the same thing, but I do it because I want them to know that I'm giving them extra money so that they make my drinks better.
Yeah. Like, if you're going someplace that you usually don't frequent, you should probably tip before you even order your drink.
Yeah, you should just put $5 on the thing, like, hey, buddy, this is for you. Now let's get to the beer.
No, fuck beer.
Okay, let's get to the fucking whiskey.
Have you seen the Pray the Gay Away, the thing where they go and they try to make you not gay by, you know, sending you to, like, camp and, like, the, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think that would work. I think the only thing that might work is if you get, like, real gay on them and, like, overload them with gay. Like, which just gay, just everywhere. Just put a whole bunch of gay in them. And it'll be like when your dad catches you smoking a cigarette, makes you smoke a whole carton.
Right.
Well, your dad catches you sucking a dick, you got to suck 150 dicks.
Well, you know how, like, it's kind of you know, like, fashionable to be gay now?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of gay shows and gay makeover things and all kinds of
And Justin
stuff.
Bieber.
Lots of gay going on. Like, it's like a fashionable, cool thing to be gay now. Do you think that they should have, you know, like, gay camps to send straight kids to try to, like, make them more gay?
I think that's just called,
like,
you know,
if you have like a straight kid that's into girls and wants to, like, play soccer and stuff, and you say, no, man, you need to be more gay because that's where the action is.
Oh, you send them to Bible camp.
Don't get me wrong. I love soccer, but you just chose the gayest sport out of all of them, dude.
Yeah. You might as well have said cricket club or water polo meetup group.
What about, like, hockey or football? Those are man sports.
Yeah. Maybe you take them to a class where they learn how to put on condoms with their mouth.
That.
That'll get you where you need to go.
So, fucking Matt Leroy. When I do the that whole thing, I have nowhere to go with that. I don't even know what I was thinking about.
Okay.
That the Matt Leroy, when I put the stuff on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, I say, hey, we're on at such and such. It's time to go listen, or, like, tomorrow we're going to do this. I just make shit up. I just say we're going to talk about something that we're probably not going to talk about. I just make shit up. I just say, oh, okay, we're going to talk about something. And that's not at all what we're going to talk about. Just so you know, in case you didn't already know. And one of the things that I put a couple of weeks ago was something about how we were going to talk about perm nightmares.
Perm nightmares?
Perm,
like,
nightmares.
Like where they have a really bad perm done on them?
Yeah, you go,
like,
and you get a perm.
Like Bob from That 70s Show?
Yeah, you go and you get a perm, and it doesn't turn out great. And that's what we were going to talk about.
You're drinking into the microphone. Why don't you just have an entire show where all you do is eat delicious breakfast?
Yeah, it's like Pizza the Hut over here, fucking. And so I sent that, and Matt Leroy sends me a message. He says, hey, I have some good, you know, this awesome perm that I had in high school. You know, I'll show it to you guys, and we'll talk about it.
He had a perm in high school?
He had a perm in high school, and he was like, you guys are going to make fun of me when I send you this picture. It's so awful. Ha, I had a perm. And so, like, I was thinking this was going to be great. And he's offering it up, and we're gonna have so much fun with this.
He sent you a picture of a dick, didn't he?
He sent me a picture of him in high school, and he looks like a normal goddamn high schooler. I was so fucking disappointed. I was like, you're wasting my time, you fucking non-big perm-having son of a bitch.
I bet you would look good with a perm.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always kind of wanted to be like a cool long hair guy.
I mean, you look good regardless, but...
Like back in the day...
That's some of the gay shit he's talking
about. When everybody was doing the cool... Like we were back to the 90s crush thing.
Yeah.
Everybody had the cool long hair. I wanted that to be me. Always wanted to be cool long hair guy, but my hair doesn't grow down. My hair grows up.
You remember long like hair a, drunk, don't you?
Like house party.
I had a flat top with a duck's butt.
And so I was never able to be cool long hair guy.
You remember me with my long, beautiful locks, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I was envious of
I miss them. I do.
Bring it back.
Can't. It's what happens when you have the type of job I do.
But
my hair gets all wavy and curly whenever I grow it out, so I can't really grow it out too much. I look like a lady.
You should go all Pat Riley with it and fucking take the gel and just fucking slick it back.
That's what I do at work, actually.
So anyway, I was really upset with Matt Leroy for wasting my goddamn time.
Why didn't he send you a dick pic?
I posted the picture in the chat, if you'd like to look at it, of a normal-looking high school kid.
That is.
Oh, what the fuck happened to his tooth?
That is not a perm.
That really doesn't look like a perm. That
curly hair.
He just looks like curly hair, dude.
He looks like a fucking high school kid.
But that impacted tooth is really weirding me out. I'm not going to lie. He should really worry less about his hair and worry more about that tooth that's kind of like on its own, kind of just hanging out.
Yeah. So I just want you to tweet Matt Leroy as deadmen_something. I usually 90% of the time when I try to tweet Matt Leroy, I get about halfway in and can't figure out how to spell his name and then just realize.
Why is Mandy upset? Oh, his lucky tooth? That doesn't seem very lucky. That seems like, you know, like when you call the little kid.
The point of this wasn't to post a picture of a high school kid and make fun of his teeth.
I want to know who had a rat tail. Awesome.
I want to know if teeth can have learning disabilities because I think that tooth had problems. It didn't want to fall in line. It was all like, no, I'm going to be grunge. I'm going to be alternative. I'm going to listen to Nirvana. You can't tell me what to do, Dad. I'm taking the car. Do you think that tooth is still around? Like, you know, it like comes around for Thanksgiving to talk to its family. Like, hey, guys, I'm doing good on my own. I'm up here in the Dakotas. I'm in the oil fields, and I'm making it on my own. I got my own Russian bride.
Speaking of Russian Bride,
yeah,
be sure to catch the new DMM podcast this week where we discuss Dan Fernicase's Russian Bride.
Oh, you guys actually did one of those, huh?
We did, yeah.
Do you think if they hit like 25, like they're just sold for parts? they're like fucking show ponies. I mean, once they're out to stud, if you know nothing happens, they go to the glue factory.
You think?
Yeah.
She's more than likely dead.
Oh, God, yeah. Those tits are on another woman.
Yeah.
And in her defense, those tits probably also came from another woman. They're just trading titties until, you know, they get the right size.
Wasn't impressed with this episode, boys.
I'm sorry.
This wasn't.
I got baseball and football
to
watch.
Did you see that video that I sent you?
Didn't bring the thunder. Didn't bring it.
I bring the heat. Every episode.
And you know what? We have a
Ask
new
Dari,
addition
she'll tell you.
To the exciting Monday night lineup now, and we shit the bed. We didn't do our night proud.
Oh yeah, isn't Hanging Outcast on Mondays now?
Yeah.
They before us or after us?
They're after us.
They're after Yumsky?
They're after Yumsky, yeah.
Look at that.
You go and you listen to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You have a good time. You stay and you listen for Yumsky, and then you turn off your browsers immediately, as soon as possible.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Oh, what? The whole time?
Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFO Dicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at Drunkard STL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Did you like my edit there?
Is that holy good? Cow. Because I remember when I took that take, that was terrible. But yeah. That was... I'm not...
Do you hear how good I make you sound?
Oh, dude. That was perfect.
You like that?
This is no bullshit. This is... That was 1,000% better than the take I actually took.
Well, in the spirit of Halloween, we do have a special guest for the Easter egg. The ghost of Lou Reed.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
That's kind of mean, but nice.
I don't know if I can insult Lou Reed like that. He was a big influence on me growing up.
No, he wasn't.
I used to watch him when I was little.
You did not. You don't name one Lou Reed song that isn't Walk on the Wild Side. Please. One Lou Reed song. Give me one goddamn Lou Reed song.
I don't have to. That one was so magical.
And the color girls go, do, 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 do,
do, do, do. So no on the Ghost of Lou Reed.
I actually.
So, Ghost of Lou Reed, how was it working with Metallica? You remember when you did that album with Metallica?
No.
It wasn't that long ago, Ghost of Lou Reed. You don't remember it?
I was high on PCP.
Which he probably was.
Mm. You know, I have 4 Lou Reed songs on my iPod.
Yeah.
I do. I have 4. So when people were talking earlier about how, oh, people were talking about Lou Reed, blah 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 blah. You know, they don't even know anything about Lou Reed. They're saying, "Fuck them! This is bullshit." I was like, "I have 4 Lou Reed songs on my iPod."
Oh, here we go. Time to go, dude.
Wasn't a huge Lou Reed fan.
I tweeted the pic already. Lord.
I mean, if he's dead, cool. I mean, not like cool, but, you know, okay.
I don't know who Lou Reed is. I don't know why I should know him.
By that Metallica collaboration, it's pretty safe to assume his best work was probably behind him, not ahead of him.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he was a good guy, you know, when he wasn't high.
Yeah, what was he, 71?
Yeah. That's a nice good one.
Why do you have caffeine-free Coca-Cola?
That's Mike. It's in his fridge.
Are you a fucking Mormon or something? Nobody drinks that.
It tastes the same.
Yeah, but it's caffeine-free. What's the point of drinking Coca-Cola without the caffeine?
Coca-Cola is delicious, regardless of if it has caffeine or not.
No, it isn't. It needs caffeine. If it doesn't have caffeine
that's
in it...
That's like saying O'Doul's is terrible.
O'Doul's is terrible! You drink beer to get a little drunk. No, you don't drink beer because you love the taste of hops.
What if you're pregnant?
What?
You heard me. What if you're pregnant?
If you're pregnant, then you need to drink water.
Or O'Doul's because you won't get drunk.
No, No. Live it down. Don't drink beer when you're drunk. Don't talk that when you're much, when you're pregnant.
So you're not a fan of Bush and A either.
No. In the park, I hate everything that is not either alcoholic or caffeinated or fucking loaded up with the taurines and the mega cyclines and
always
all these
here,
other
always on time, close call, with, was it love,
why don't
was it just
sugar
easy?
Water?
Money talk,
you're right, Jay.
People need shoes
that's
and socks, steady boys. I think it's
shooting one country.
I was just
no,
sipping on something sweet. I don't need political process. I got this feeling that they're gonna break down the door. I got this
really
feeling that they're gonna
shit.
Come back for more. See, I was
you
thinking
that
I lost my mind, but it's been getting to me all this time. And dog,
looks like a stab. It looks like somebody stabbed
is
you.
Is this like a thing every week we're going to talk shit about my belly button? I
your
mean,
belly
like,
button is
every
really...
Every fucking week.
Would you rather have talk shit about your belly button or your asshole being hungry?
Yeah.
Every fucking week this belly button thing comes
it's
up. Like
really...
It's a big goddamn deal.
Oh, put a shirt on
I'm
then!
A fucking belly button!
Then put on a shirt!
I'm in my home!
But I look... I can't not look at it.
Don't wear socks in my home! Don't wear shirts.
Your feet don't look weird. Your belly button looks weird.
Let me see this fucking picture.
You should do this. Stand up and do the scratch.
You
thing.
Do not.
Let me see this picture you took of me or you posted on the.
It wasn't
let's see it. Let's see what we got.
You don't even look like a person.